This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal here with today's installment of This is a Global Economy in Ways You Don't Even Think About. The United States has a long history of economic cooperation with Japan. Competition, yes, but also cooperation. Cooperation in cultural affairs as well. Think sushi over here and anime. Baseball over there. Also, American convenience stores. Adrian Ma has the story of an iconic Ohio chain that disappeared here decades ago, but is thriving in Japan.
It was 1939 when J.J. Lawson had an idea. He ran a milk business and thought, rather than having this stuff delivered to people's houses, why not open a store and let people come to him? That was the birth of Lawson's Milk Company. Later, he added other staples like eggs and orange juice, and pretty soon Lawson's became what we think of today as a convenience store. Now, maybe you haven't heard of Lawson's, but mention the name to Ohioans of a certain age, and they may even start singing a jingle from an old Lawson's commercial.
Roll on, Big O, get that juice up to Lawson's in 40 hours.
Now one man sleeps while the other man drives on the nonstop Lawson run.
Roger Lumpkin was about 5 years old when his dad started managing a Lawson's franchise in East Cleveland.
I can remember my dad wrapping an apron around me and me putting up the bottled milk jugs that they had. That was a definite memory because the jugs were almost as big as I was.
Lumpkin worked at the store until he went to college. And by that time, Lawson's had grown into hundreds of locations in the Midwest. A place where people could get their meats, cheeses,
potato salad, Twinkies, yogurt, the works.
But then in the 80s, the company was bought out and the stores were renamed Dairy Mart.
And I pretty much thought that was the end of Lawson's.
Except it wasn't. That's because a decade earlier, Lawson's had opened a franchise in Japan. And there, the chain took off.
Lawson から唐揚げ君,
新発売!
It's the number three convenience store after another U.S. import, 7-Eleven, and a homegrown rival called Family Mart. I'm standing inside a Lawson store in Tokyo with Ming Lee. He's a spokesman for the company, and we're staring at rows and rows of freshly made noodles, bento boxes, salads, and dozens of varieties of onigiri, or rice balls.
A Japanese convenience store is very compact, but it offers a huge variety.
But it's not just the food that makes Japanese convenience stores different. Michael Jacobs is a retail analyst at T. Rowe Price based in Tokyo. And he says, walk into just about any Lawson, and you can order tickets for movies or flights, make photocopies.
You can also pay your taxes and pay your bills.
Jacob says Lawson is a great example of how foreign brands can adapt to local tastes. In Japan, it's called Lawson, while Ohioans called it Lawson's with an S. But some things are the same. The company colors are blue and white, and the logo is still an old-timey milk can. Across town, I meet 25-year-old Sawa Hino coming out of a Lawson. She says she goes there every day for lunch. I tell her the brand actually started almost 80 years ago as a small dairy store in Ohio.
That's why they have a milk bottle on the logo.
Back in Cleveland, I ask Roger Lumpkin, who's now a videographer, if he misses Lawson's.
Oh, definitely.
And while I can't bring the whole chain back to Ohio, I did bring a little piece of it back. Flavored rice balls from Lawson in Japan.
I'll try the seaweed. Wouldn't be my first choice.
He says it's not how he remembers Lawson's, but it's just cool to see the brand roll on. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.